We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, your host, and welcome back to Proof to Product. At the end of November, I did a poll within our Proof to Product Labs community. Now, this is my group coaching program for product-based business owners. And inside of Labs, I asked everyone, have you started planning for next year? Have you done your 2021 strategy planning yet? And is this something that you want help with? Now, 55% said yes, they had started, while 45% said no, they had not. And pretty much everyone said that they wanted help strategizing, which wasn't a total surprise to me, but it was interesting what they said. So of the 45% that said no, they hadn't started, I dug a little bit deeper and I asked them what was holding them back. And here's what they shared. They said that they feel like they are constantly putting out fires and are in reactive mode right now, that they have no time to proactively plan. They said that they feel like the world is so uncertain and all of their 2020 plans were thrown out the window, so they're hesitant to basically spend any time planning for next year. Some expressed that they feel overwhelmed by the idea of creating a plan and they don't even know where to start. Many said that they have ideas for what they want to accomplish next year, but they haven't started putting it down on paper yet. And some said that they have pieces of it planned out, like they know what products they want to create or when they want to release those products. Some even have marketing emails planned, but they don't have a comprehensive strategy plan that kind of lays out all of those pieces in addition to goals. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking, yep, that's me, I want you to know that you're not alone, not alone at all. This year, more than previous years, business owners are struggling with how to move forward. We're unsure of what's to come in 2021, right? We're being conservative with our spending and we're being cautious with our decision making. We've spent the entire year this year pivoting and shifting our plans based on the immediate needs and opportunities that presented themselves, right? And frankly, all of us are really, really tired. I have not talked to a single business owner lately who has not led the conversation with how exhausted they are feeling. So today, I want to ease your stress. I want to take away some of the pressure that annual planning often creates for business owners by basically simplifying the process. I'm going to walk you through phase one of strategy planning, and this includes doing a simple business audit. I'm going to share four questions that I want you to ask yourself. So if possible, grab a piece of paper so that you can jot down the answers as we go. And I do want you to give yourself time to reflect on these questions before you start putting any true plan or mapping out your goals or strategies or your schedule or tactics for next year. So let's just do a brain dump of all this stuff. Let's think through it. Let's take time to kind of marinate in the answers to these questions before you then move into phase two, which is the scheduling stuff. Alrighty. Okay. Well, grab that piece of paper if you can. If you're listening into the car or something, you can come back to this later. But the first question I want you to consider and ask yourself is, what worked really well this year for you? This includes successes that you had, products that sold well, marketing that did better than you hoped it would. This could also include things that you're really proud of. So for me, I'm really proud of how we provided strong and relevant content to help our students thrive at the beginning of this hard year. So we did extra podcast episodes, we hosted extra webinars, I did several interviews on TV so that we could support a broader range of business owners that had questions about, you know, closing things down or the PPP money or like all the different questions that we had circulating throughout the entire pandemic. But we did a really good job, I felt, at the beginning of the pandemic in particular, supporting our community. Looking inwards a little bit, at my paid programs, our Labs group coaching program was a huge highlight of 2020. Our community members are strengthening their sales, their revenue, they're being more strategic with their marketing, they're taking positive steps forward. We have a couple of people taking sabbaticals now in December because they reached their financial goals early. This program has been super rewarding for me personally, and I will say that the Labs program has been a great addition to our roster of paid programs for Proof to Product as a whole too. So this has worked really well for me. So think through what has worked really well for you in the business this year, successes, your products, your marketing, all the systems, all the things, right? The second question I want you to consider is what didn't work so well this year? Well, the first item on my list was the pandemic. Period. It made business and life hard this year for all of us. I also had some key members of our team move on to other opportunities, which means that we have holes to fill or systems and processes to refine to make up for the lack of manpower, right? So for your business, I want you to think through your products. What sold well? What didn't sell well? What can you discontinue? I want you to think about your sales channels. A lot of people shifted to more direct to consumer marketing and sales this year, and they still have a wholesale business, but like, where do they want to focus their energy and time? So what didn't work so well this year with regards to your sales channels? Think about your marketing, your systems and processes, even time that you've allotted for you to be creative. Did you do a good job of giving yourself that time this year? If you didn't, that's okay, but it will lead you to this next question. So the third question I want everyone to ask in this first phase of strategy planning is, where are there opportunities for improvement next year? So for you, this could be reassessing your production methods so that you are getting your costs down, or maybe you're reducing your turnaround times. Maybe you're outsourcing things so that your time is freed up to focus on other parts of the business. Maybe you are looking to improve your shipping costs and your process so that you are saving money and being more efficient. Maybe you need fewer hours from your team. There's different things that we could be doing, opportunities available to us to increase our efficiency, increase our revenue, and cut expenses. You know, in all of our businesses, we have room to make improvements, and identifying the pain points in question two really provides you with ideas for your answers here to number three, because it's going to give you opportunities where you can make changes, right? So give this question a little extra time to think through, because it is a really important one. The opportunities you identify from the pain points you experience this year will oftentimes become your areas of focus for the coming year. So the fourth piece to this, the fourth and final piece, is I want you to identify 3 to 4 areas of focus that will guide all other decisions, strategies, goals, and tactics next year. So these are big picture things that you will then use to break down into smaller goals. So as an example, one of my areas of focus is to, quote, do more of what's working well. That sounds pretty simple, but it extends to all arms of my business and how we're approaching things. So for example, my programs, we are leaning harder into our Labs community, focusing on providing excellent content, customer service, customer experience, and building that, like reinforcing our community building in there. That's a priority for me in 2021. For PaperCamp, I'm refreshing some of our content, our current content, and I'm expanding content into new categories based upon feedback and questions we received in the last round of PaperCamp. This is something I do with each round of PaperCamp, but I'm going to be doing an even deeper dive into strengthening and refreshing our content there. And so these are the tactics that stem from my focus of doing more that's working well. So I want to do more of what's working well. Labs and PaperCamp are two areas that are already working well, but we have room to expand on, right? And then in terms of goals, with these two programs, we then drill down further into the details. Things like maybe number of students that we want to work with, our revenue goals for each program, our percentage of revenue from the total revenue of the business that is tied to each of these programs is also something we measure. So what percent of our overall revenue is tied to PaperCamp, for example. And then to customer satisfaction, like how are our alumni doing? Are they thriving? Are they connecting with each other? Are they happy with the community we've built? Are they happy with the education we're providing? Those are things that those are actual goals and tactics and metrics that we look at. Now, turning this to a different example outside of my business, one of my clients has visibility as one of her areas of focus. So for tactics, she is specifically focusing on Pinterest, press outreach, and consistent email marketing for both direct-to-consumer and wholesale audiences. So she's taking her one area of focus, visibility, and she's breaking it down into those tactics. For goals, she is going to be tracking her email open rates and her click-through rates. She's watching Pinterest analytics and she's created some goals around those. She's also looked at her website traffic and, of course, her sales data. So those are the goals and those are the outcomes that she's working towards based upon this area of focus of visibility. So I want to stress to you that for this step in the process, I really just want you to focus on identifying the 3 to 4 areas that will be your focus. I don't necessarily want you diving into tactics and the goals and strategies quite yet, because that's where people tend to get overwhelmed with the planning. Phase 2 of strategy planning, that's where we map out all these specific tactics and goals and schedule for everything. This is a very highly customized step in the process too. Your plan will look very different than another product maker's plan, even if you sell the same types of things, right? But I did actually share how I map out my strategy plan with our Proof to Product Labs members. So I talked about how I layer everything in piece by piece on an actual calendar. I'm starting first with my personal and family obligations and then moving into sales and marketing and then general production and logistics. So if you want to hear how I do it, you can join us in Proof to Product Labs in our community and in our resources and tools section. We've got that in our December group coaching replay. So when you do join labs, I should mention here that you have access to all of our previous trainings and coaching calls and our coffee chats, along with access to our upcoming live training. So it is a really rich vault of content where you can get access to the things you need most when you need them right away. So again, for this 4th step, you don't really need to get into the tactics and goals right now. I just want you to focus on identifying those 3 to 4 areas of focus. Okay. So let's recap what phase 1 of your strategy planning looks like. I want you to do an audit. I want you to ask yourself, what worked well last year? What didn't work out so great last year? Where are there opportunities for improvement? And then set 3 to 4 overarching priorities for your business, areas of focus. You will use these then to drill down into specific tactics, strategies, and goals. And that's it. I want you to keep it simple to start because you will dive into the details later, but I want you to do that in, I want you to layer this in like an onion. I want you to start simple and then dive into those details as you're ready. I don't want you to let the idea of strategy planning overwhelm you or cause you to just pump the brakes and not take action. So brainstorming in these 4 key areas, these 4 questions, it will hopefully give you momentum and clarity for the rest of your planning. And that's what we want. We want simple action, momentum, right? All right, friends, this is my last new episode for the year. The Proof to Product team and I will be taking some much needed time off over the holidays to recharge and spend time with our families. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being here and supporting our show this year. You guys came out in big numbers, leaving 5-star ratings, writing reviews, sharing your favorite episodes on social media and tagging me. I loved seeing those and just showing up each week to listen and learn and engage with me. So thank you so much for that. I really do appreciate that. I will be back with a new episode on January 5th, and I will have a fun announcement for you about our upcoming PaperCamp program at that time. So make sure you subscribe and check back in with me in the new year. Happy holidays. I hope you're staying healthy, happy, and are able to use this time to recharge for the year ahead. I'll talk with you soon. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to prooftoproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.